Well, Para Pahir grew up as a Tamil in Sri Lanka, and his childhood reads like a horror story. He saw neighbours executed and had to flee his village as government troops rolled in. As an adult, and by then facing certain death, he made the decision to leave his young family and risk his life on a fishing boat to Australia. That boat sank 8 years ago today, but Para's story has a happy ending. He's now an Australian citizen, and the book he's written about his life so far is being launched today. His co-author is Alison Cork, who became his pen pal when Para was detained on Christmas Island. I asked Para about why today is a special anniversary.
It was after 20 days travelling, our boat sank in the middle of the Indian Ocean. We lost 12 people. It is a day today. Today is the 8 years on the people died. It's 12 people died. It is so sad. And it's a remembrance day for them as well.
And you were rescued though?
Yeah, I was rescued the 2nd of November. Tomorrow it was my birthday. That day is 31st birthday that time. So it is a very sad day for me today.
So you ended up on Christmas Island, and this is where the first contact between you and Alison happened. Do you want to put Alison on the phone and we'll hear that story?
Yeah, yeah. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Alison. Now tell us about how you and Para first met through emails.
Well, right. I belong to Rural Australians for Refugees, RAR, and they sent a message around to everyone saying that there was lots of asylum seekers on Christmas Island who wanted to improve their English. So if we could do anything to help, would we? So I thought that would be a really nice thing to do. So wrote with my email address and just magically was paired with Para. So we wrote consistently for almost 2 years until Para left Christmas Island. Fortunately, I heard on ABC Radio National that people could leave detention as long as they had somewhere to go and live in the community. And, of course, very few of them had any contacts in the community, but Para had me and our family. And so he came to stay with us in 2011.
Tell me about that moment at the airport when you first met, because you'd been in contact with this fellow for 2 years, but you'd never met and you didn't really know what to expect. You were waiting at the airport. What happened?
That's right. Well, we'd written a lot, but we'd never spoken. And he'd seen photos of me and all our family, but I hadn't even seen a photo of Para. So it was really interesting at the airport. It was a domestic flight, so we were able to stand right by the arrivals gate and waiting, and all these people came off the plane, and some, I thought, oh, my God, I really hope that's not him. but others said, oh, well, he looks okay, but we were waiting and waiting. And then suddenly this person arrived, the last one off the plane, and I just knew it was him, and I think he knew it was me. This is old lady waiting to greet. And it was just a really magical moment to actually meet someone that you've been pen friends with for nearly 2 years and shared so much through letters.
Are you there, Para?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, can you tell me about that moment from your perspective?
Oh, yeah. It's a great moment. Before I left Brisbane, so she sent me a text. Yeah, we will be waiting on the arrival gate. So I was thinking, oh, but I made it. How did I make the right decision? I came out from the flight and I just saw them. So it was one of the happiest moments to see her and all her family and her husband and the children. They all were in the airport to receive me. Yeah, it's a great moment. Yeah.
And what about the decision to write the book? Was that your decision or Alison's? How did that come up?
When I arrived to Petticoat, it's called Petticoat, it's Apollo Bay. So we were talking, Alison asked me, oh, what happened? Why did you choose to leave the country? So it's a long story, but I thought someone to share. It's always good to do the story. And but I am thinking on my mind. So I was telling her, I keep asking her, I need to thank many people on my life. They saved my life. What can I do? I ask an idea. So what can I do? How can I do that? And she said, oh, I got an idea, because she's the writer as well. And she said, oh, can we write a book?
Well, as Para said, he came to live with us in Apollo Bay at the beginning, and he was very damaged but very brave. And we started to, it was in the winter, so we just sat by the fire, and I said, if you want to talk, do, and if you don't, that's absolutely fine. So bit by bit, he told me his story, and it was all quite disjointed, because going back over your whole life and remembering little bits, it comes in fits and starts. And then in putting it together, I think that really helped Para.
Yeah.
Just checking for a nod. Just to go back over his life and put things in order and some sort of chronology.
What do you hope the book achieves for people who read it?
Well, I think it puts it out there, from everything from the persecution that is still ongoing in Sri Lanka of the Tamils. Still, Tamils are being arrested very frequently and tortured terribly, and then if they pay a ransom, their families get them out. But they're very badly physically and mentally scarred by the time they do get out of prison. So to be able to shine some sort of light in that very dark corner is a start. This does need to get out. Otherwise, it becomes very much like the offshore detention centres at the moment of Manus, where the most appalling things are happening, and Nauru. We sort of, if by not talking about it, it's almost like it's not happening. But we do need to talk about it, and it's an uncomfortable subject, and people don't like it. Having learned about it, people can then choose to ignore it. But at least that's a choice. At the moment, they have no choice because it's so concealed.
That's Alison Cork, co-writer of a really quite amazing book called The Power of Good People, the story of Para Pahia, who grew up as a Tamil in Sri Lanka, his story and his happy ending in Australia. I can't recommend that book highly enough. It's published by Wild Dingo Press.